good evening, Hag Sameach. Happy holiday. Hag Sameach, I hope everybody's well.
Gotcha.
How are you? Welcome, Hag Sameach.
Yes, thank you. Same to you.
Please join us in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach. Gedulat Shemicha. Kabel Rinat Abchasag Venu Aharenu Nora Kukreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dor Sheyehudha Shamrim Nundimogalit Yudkaf Shin. And we can utilize the sequence Yudkaf Shin to take those parts of our body that need healing and return them to the stem cell state where they can be rejuvenated, where they can be cleansed, and where they can be healed. And after that healing, we can return them back to the body, where they will now return to their pristine state and start doing their job once again. Barchem tacharem, brachame sitkata, tami. The letters of the month, Avav, the Kaf that created the planet we call the Sun, and the Tet that created the constellation Aryeh, the Leo, the Lion. Aryeh has a gematria of 216, which is the same number of letters that are in the 72 names of God. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvacha Na'el Adata Het Kufet Het Nunayan Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Bnei Sokrei Kiddushata Yudgimalamed Hey Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Uchma Tiyata Tenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Sadiyuta. And before we say the eighth verse, I'm going to be adding a verse from the prophets, which I will explain later in tonight's class. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidashanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al divrei Torah.
Amen.
V'shamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael, un peas, Vishatan, Tahtav, Vilo, Yirgaz, Od Vilo, Yosifu, Benayavia, Leanoto, Kasher Barishona. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in their own place, and be disquieted no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as at the first. And we say the eighth word, the eighth verse, in a whisper. I'm reading from the Zohar, from the Parsha Vekev, section 2. The owner of the house breaks the bread, and the guest recites the blessing. Verse 19. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh adena kunanei aleinu maaseh adena kunanehu. Gam raya mehemana fatach v'amar acharon kachanakum meshenatach lemidbach torin v'anin v'imrin v'ofin v'kol minin itzrikin Lisudata de Malka, Velechem Hapanim de Inun, Lekabel Tirain Luche, Yoraita de Mize, Umize Hem Ketuvin, Ze Teresar Anpin, De Inun Yvarechaha, Hashem Yaer Hashem. Yisa Hashem Zet Inyana Adonai 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 Dinun Tiresar Tevan Diitmar Behon Ufne Arye El Hayamin Learbatan Ufne Shor Machashmol Learbatan Ufne Nasher Learbatan Vitzmar Alaihu Arba Apanin Leachat Vechaihu Vikara Ze Elze Viamar Vikabel Asirin Viarba Vifre Torah Vahaihu Ze Hashulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem Manin de Patora de Malka Inun Mare Mitin Mare Tzlotin de Tachuni de Tach Inu Lon Lekabel Karbanin. The faithful shepherd rose and began to speak. Aaron the priest, rise from your sleep to slaughter oxen and sheep, and goats and lambs and fowl, and all the varieties needed for the king's feast. The showbread, that is the 12, corresponding to the 2 tablets of Torah, written on both their sides, from this, and the Hebrew word is zeh. Zeh, in numerical value, is the 12 faces, which are the 12 letters in the 3 times Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke, in the verses Hashem bless you and keep you, Hashem make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you, Hashem lift up his countenance to you and give you peace. The second Zeh, corresponding to the 3 times Adonai, which contain in them 12 letters, they are the 12 living creatures about which it says, and they 4 had the face of a lion, on the right side, and on the four had the face of an ox on the left side. And they four also had the face of an eagle. These are the three living creatures, the lion, the ox, and the eagle. And it says about them, and every one had four faces. That is, in each creature of the three, there are four faces of the lion, the ox, the eagle, and man. And three times four amounts to 12 living creatures. That is the meaning of, and one, Ze, cried to another, Ze, and said, that is the 12 faces of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh to the 12 creatures of Adonai. They are correspondent to the 24 books in the Torah. That is the 24 books in the Bible. That is the meaning of this, is the table that is before Hashem. Because a table is Malchut. Ze is the 12 creatures that are in Adonai, which is Malchut, that is before Hashem, refers to the 12 faces in Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. The vessels on the king's table are the sages of the Mishnah, burst in prayer, which the sages compose to correspond to the sacrifices. And while the verse is a bit esoteric and long as well, the verse is talking about the 12 letters of Hashem's name, Yud-Keh-Vav-Keh, in the frame of Zeranpin in the heavens, and the 12 letters of Adonai, that is in the lower world, in Malchut, and the unification of these 24 names, or these 24 letters. Are there any questions before I start tonight's class? The handout for tonight's class, and it is a very exciting class, the handout for tonight's class is available at the Yeshem website. When you go to yeshem.com, on the right side, you scroll down about an inch or two, and you'll see a list of inquiries. The second to the last inquiry is titled Unique Astrological Events. And when that page opens up, you scroll to the bottom of the page. And when you reach the bottom of the page, you will find it saying, for those interested in learning about the new year Kabbalistically, and the first link is 5774, the year ahead, Tafshin Ayin Dalet, the year of peace. And when you open up that link, you get to a page that has a title, The Year 5774, Tafshin Ayin Dalet According to Kabbalah. I'm going to reveal tonight what I did not have permission to reveal until now. I was told to reveal this information exactly on the holiday of Tu B'Av, which starts at sundown tonight, started tonight. Tu B'Av has the energy of unity, the unity between male and female, the unity between spiritual and physical, the unity between any two aspects of physical, spiritual, male, female, any two opposites can be brought together today because this is the energy that is in the universe today. And what I'm going to be revealing to you tonight is rather exciting, and I hope you find it as exciting as I have. I expect that you'll want to read this homework page, this handout page. And as you look at the top, you'll see six links followed by a link that is the recording. The recording does not yet work because it's being done right now as we speak. But the six links above the recording link do work. And it allows you to read different sections of tonight's handout, because the handout is rather long. But the different sections let you absorb the information slowly, section by section. Every year I use an ancient Kabbalistic technique to prognosticate about the year ahead. It's not really a prophecy. It's not anything except information. And what someone does with information can become knowledge or remain information. And that is up to you. This year I was amazed and excited to learn what is in store for mankind. I think you will also be both amazed and excited. The first section is called the summary of the year ahead. I'm going to read above that slightly. When one prognosticates about the future, there is a traditional statement that needs to be made in order to protect the prognosticator and the people who read or hear about his statement. The traditional statement, which I am making at this time, is, I am not a prophet, nor am I a son of a prophet. One may now feel safe in reading the balance of this page. Many times I am asked by students and friends, what will the future be? What does Kabbalah say about the future? What will tomorrow bring? I usually answer in a very simple way. We are all going to return to the endless world, to the end soul. The only real question is, will that process be a shorter one due to your using the tool called binding by striking, or longer due to your negative actions that create the necessity of cleansing through pain and suffering and chaos? Yet each year I analyze the year ahead as the Kabbalists have taught us to do. The reason they have given us this tool is not to satisfy our curiosity about the future. It is to learn about the essence of the energies that we will see and experience during the year ahead, so that we can be prepared to restrict our reactive natures, and also to learn how to enhance the positive aspects of the year. There are many people who are waiting for Mashiach, waiting for peace in our day, waiting for the resurrection of the dead, waiting for the rebuilding of the temple. There are many more people who have heard of these prophecies, yet they have not yet happened. Some people teach that they will come with miracles and wonders, similar to the descriptions in the Torah of the Exodus from Egypt. Others teach that they will come in a natural and an orderly advancement of human civilization. Which teaching will prove correct? Or can they both be true? Let me express a possible way that both can prove to be true. Right now, there are a few people trying to bring the Palestinians and the Israelis to a meeting where peace can be discussed directly between these two sets of people. Almost no pundit gives Secretary of State Kerry a chance to pull this off. The news today was a little more bright, but still the pundits express what they express. Yet the possibility exists. The tools of the Kabbalists tell us it is potentially possible in the year 5774. Let me repeat that. It is a potentially possible to have peace in the Middle East in the year 5774. Not just to meet, as Secretary of State Kerry is attempting to accomplish, but to actually achieve a manifested peace. Of course, that would be a miracle to have it happen so quickly. Of course, that would be an orderly, natural process of human advancement when it does happen. The Kabbalists and the modern physicists both teach the same thing. It will depend on your individual consciousness. Will it happen is up to you. I can write a summary of the revelations from the tools of Kabbalah about this year ahead. Yet that has never and will never change your consciousness. It can get you excited, but then people tend to back away to their modern, to their daily lives, and lose their excitement. Only you can do something that will change this, that will change your consciousness. You must hear this and see this. Read this for yourself. It is up to you what you will do with this information. The first step is to read, to listen to this whole webpage, to this whole MP3 recording. For those people who are not on the call, is an hour or an hour and a half worth bringing peace to the world? Of course, I know you do not think that you're spending this hour to an hour and a half will change the world. The Kabbalists say it will. Please invest this time. Your world needs you to spend this time. Please. The Kabbalists teach that change comes about one person at a time. When we look at the modern world and how it has changed, we realize that the Kabbalists are correct. Change comes about one person at a time. Change comes about when one person decides to change themselves. Here is a simple request to change yourself. All you have to do is read this summary section and choose to read the next section after that. For most people, that is a simple change. That change may lead you to decide to do another action of change. Let us see if that might be true by reading this summary section. When you change yourself, then you can change the whole world. Because other people notice the change in yourself that makes you a happier person. They then decide to try to change themselves. Trying to change leads to actual changing. Please try. Just read a little bit more. Listen to a little bit more of the recording. You will change the world and will not even realize that you did it. This year, the energies that appear to me to be the most significant for the world at large is the possibility that the one verse that has a gematria of 5,774, the number of this year ahead, the number of the word that spells this new year ahead. In all of the Tanakh, only one verse has that gematria. This verse promises peace in the Middle East. This is supported by the three verses in the Tanakh that have a gematria of 774. Let us be clear. Just because the verses say this is the year that peace in the Middle East might happen, does not mean it will happen. It takes the consciousness of people to manifest the words of the verse. One way is to study this verse in detail, not just in the English or the language that you understand, but in the original Hebrew. By saying this verse repeatedly, the verse will become part of the consciousness of the people saying it. This is one of the tools that Kabbalah teaches. Below you will find the verses written in a transliterated form, so that you will be able to say the verse in the original Hebrew as many times as you wish to do so. Perhaps every day during this year ahead. Perhaps every day starting now. We did it tonight in the Anabakoa. We recommend you do it every time you say the Anabakoa. Let us discuss the meaning of a particular year and its energy. Included in the energy of a year, and explained by the Kabbalah, is all of the potential energy for that year. Good things may happen. Negative things may happen. What determines that is the consciousness of the people. Of course, no one wants negative things to happen, yet they sometimes do happen, due to the effects of the quantum consciousness of the human species. We must realize that not every prophecy that is negative has to happen. Negative prophecies do not have to happen. People can change these negative prophecies. They can happen in a positive way, or perhaps they do not have to happen at all. How does someone make these changes? The answer is simple. So simple that people do not think it is that easy to do it. They think it takes more difficult actions, and they think that they are as one, just one person, and they can't have such a significant impact that will change the world. Yet the truth is, it is that simple. You, and only you, can do these actions that will impact the prophecies to happen in a positive way and eliminate the negative prophecies completely. What do you need to do? The simple action is to change yourself. What does the changing of yourself mean? How do I go about changing myself? Number one, read this page, listen to the MP3 recording. Number two, decide that it is worth changing yourself a little bit. Know that the universe is waiting for you to change. The sages and the Kabbalists teach that we need to see. We need to see ourselves.
Where's the gas station? Where's the gas station?
Miles that way, down the highway.
There's some background conversation going on, so I'm going to have to change the controls. If someone wishes to ask a question, you will have to press *6. I hope you do ask questions as I go along. Number two is to decide that it is worth changing yourself a little bit. Know that the universe is waiting for you to change. The sages and the Kabbalists teach that we need to see ourselves as standing on a balance scale, where our one simple action will throw the whole world into a positive mode, or chas v'shalom, a negative mode. This is more true today with this possible peace in the Middle East energy than at any time in the history of the world. Will you start to say this one verse of Hebrew letters? There is a link right there. It will bring you to that Hebrew verse where we can say it. We've already said it earlier in the Anabakoa. And then there's a link there that will bring you back where I'm continuing to read. Will you start to say this one verse of Hebrew letters? If you say it every day and many times a day during this next year, start today. The Hebrew letters change our consciousness. This is one of the aspects of their creation. This is one of the reasons the Creator created the Hebrew letters. That is the one simple thing that will change you so that the consciousness of the world will change. Yes, there is more that you can do as well. That will be revealed later in the year. The first step needs to begin now. It needs to be expanded by showing or telling this to everyone you know personally, or on the social media, or every phone number in your call list. The more effort that you put into this connection and spreading this knowledge, this information, and making this information knowledge to you, this action, the more certain we can be that we, you and I together, can bring peace to the Middle East. It is not up to the leaders of the countries. They will just follow what we tell them to do. But we have to tell them what to do, not with letters and emails. We have to change ourselves. To me, it is worth a try to get this energy manifested this next year. Will you join us, please? One method that changes yourself is tithing and tzedakah. This is because when you make a donation that is used to spread the knowledge of Torah, the light of Torah that is spread by your donation returns to you. That light helps you to change. Please consider making a donation to further the spreading of the knowledge of the year, 5774, to a greater number of people. There's a link to the donation section of this webpage and a link to return back here. The year has revealed aspects. The word, the name of the year is Tafshin Ayin Dalet, four Hebrew letters. This is also a number as well as a word. And it is also two distinct words. The first two letters, Taf and Shin, spell the word week. The second word, Ayin and Dalet, is familiar to the Jewish world due to the large letters in the Torah scroll. In the verse of the Shema Yisrael, Ayin in the word Shema, and the Dalet in the word Echad spells the word witness. Thus, the year ahead has the revealed energy of either a weak witness or a witness of weakness. This revealed energy can also be used as a vaccine against being both a witness and a weakling. What is wrong with being a witness? Nothing, actually, unless you are being a false witness. Nothing is wrong with being a witness until you realize that this is the world of action. Witnessing other people doing something is not doing things yourself. Many people procrastinate or like to be lazy when unimportant things come to mind. Our sages tell us that the physical world is called the world of action. This means that being a witness is not what a human being is supposed to do. We will also find from the revelation of the concealed energy in this year, in the word and the name for this year, that this is especially true for this year. When we permutate the two letters in reverse, it is considered revealed and not concealed information. The word weak, when spelled in reverse, becomes shin tav, which means both foundation and backside or buttock. When we permutate the word witness, it becomes dalet ayin, which spells the word knowledge. The revealed energy of this year, 5774, is either to be a weak witness or use this energy as a vaccine to avoid becoming a weak witness. If one chooses to use it as a vaccine, then one has the opportunity to utilize the energy to build a foundation of knowledge for mankind and his future, both in this world and in the other worlds that are our inheritance. This can also be the backside entrance to some knowledge that is important to mankind. What do you think is the most important, not, excuse me, not yet revealed knowledge of mankind? The Kabbalists teach us it is the defeat of death, referred to as Bila HaMavet LaNetzach. This translates directly as swallowing death forever. Are you interested in learning more? There are also other words revealed by these four letters that spell the name of the year. See them below. Each of these different words is an attribute of the year, an energy of the year. Some of them are concealed, some of them are revealed. It's up to you if you want to learn more. This next section I'm going to read explains the various aspects of the Kabbalistic system and techniques for revealing the name, the energies that are within the name. When one prognosticates about the future, there is a traditional statement, and I have read it to you and said it to you. I am not a prophet, nor I am the son of a prophet. The Kabbalists used the directive that by Rabbi Bagbag, written in the Perkei Avot, in order to understand the inner essence of the next year. Rabbi Bagbag said, turn it, for everything is in it. The Kabbalists understand this to mean permutate the letters of the word that spells out the number value of the year. We do that with our names, with the years, or the names of the years, and with words that are in the Torah. And by permutating these letters, forming other words, we reveal different aspects, different energies concealed in those words. Our name relates to our soul, relates to our personality, relates to our character traits. The same is true with the name of the year. A second method of analyzing the inner essence of a year is to use letter substitutions. Please see our Gematria page to understand them in detail. Please see below to understand some of these essences. A third method is that the Kabbalists also teach us to utilize the Gematriot the number value from the letters of this word, to analyze the verses from the Tanakh, the Torah, the prophets, and the writings, to help us understand the meaning as well. When making the Kabbalistic analysis, it is important to understand that some essences are revealed, like when a permutation spells a word in Hebrew, and some essences are concealed, like when doing letter substitutions. What this means for this type of analysis relates to the strength of the essence of that revelation, of that word. Below are three lists covering the information available from the three methods above. When an energy or essence is revealed, then it is considered a stronger impact during the year. When it is concealed, it will have a lesser impact, but may actually be more important in the world tikkun for that year, the world correction for that year. The standard way of writing a year in Hebrew is to use the gematria of the letters that then become the word. The year ahead is 5774, which would be spelled Tav Shin Ayin Dalet. The gematria of this word is actually 774. The immediate question is, what happened to the five? What happened to the 5,000? The practice is to drop the hay or the five, since each year for 1,000 years will have this, and it is redundant. Each person knows that we are referring to the sixth millennium when we use the hay or when we drop it. The only time we utilize the hay is when we are analyzing the year completely, like we are doing now. When there are four letters, Tav Shin Ayin Dalet, there are 24 permutations. When there are five letters, Hey Tav Shin Ayin Dalet, there are 120 permutations, which include the previous 24. Usually there are many permutations that do not have meaning in the Hebrew language. This year is no exception. The verse that has the same gematria as the year. This year starts on September 6th. It is the 55,774th year since creation. There is only one verse in the Torah that has this total regular gematria. That verse is from Samuel Bet, chapter 7, verse 10. I am presenting it here in both the original Hebrew, along with a standard translation, and some alternative translations for your deeper understanding. Please note that the Zohar explains that only a fool will read the Torah verses on their literal level. The Zohar also goes on to say that any person who does interpret the Torah literally is a fool, which it would have been better if that person were never born. The verse is here. Vishamti makom leami leYisrael untati vishacham takta velo yirgaz od velo yosefu bene avia leanoto kasher barishona. The typical English translation, and I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in their own place, and be disquieted no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as at the first. This verse is very exciting. It implies that this coming year has the essence to manifest this promise expressed in this verse, that the people of Israel will dwell in their land without disquiet or upset. It also promises that the children of wickedness will not afflict them, as has been happening for many, many years. Who are the children of wickedness? This word being translated as wickedness also has the meaning of being a burnt offering. A burnt offering in Hebrew is the word olah. An olah rises completely to heaven. It is burnt totally. Every aspect of it is burnt and becomes smoke that rises to heaven. This would imply that the people who have been afflicting Israel may die in a conflagration of their own making during this year as well. Chas v'shalom. We do not wish this ill on anyone. There will be people who will jump quickly to assume that this is a group of Palestinians, either under Hamas or Fatah or Hezbollah, or living in Gaza or southern Lebanon. I would suggest you delay this type of response and reaction and recognize that there is much work to be done by you and by me in changing ourselves. We can be excited, and we should be excited, yet we must be cautious in limiting our options and how this will manifest until we see more information about the year, till we understand more about the energy and the essence of the year. One of the important tools the Kabbalists teach us is to put this verse in its location. What was the verse before it talking about? And what is the verse after it referring to? That's what is meant by putting it in its location. The verse before promises King David that he will have a great name and reminds King David that Hashem has always been with him. The verse afterwards promises to rebuild the temple and reminds King David that this house will be built by Hashem from heaven. Another tool of analysis given to us by the Kabbalists is to count the number of words and the number of letters of the verse. Then use these numbers to learn aspects of the message. In this case, there are 17 words, which always relates to the word Tov, which means good. Also, there are 77 letters, which we will discuss below. 77 is significant in that it is not 78. 78 is the gematria of the word salt and the root or shoresh of the word for war. Therefore, this promise of appointing a place for the children of Israel, the people of Hashem, of planting them in their own place and will not be disquieted anymore, while the children of wickedness will not afflict them anymore as they did earlier. This promise will come peacefully, without war, without battles. 77 has some very positive indications within its gematria. The word mazel has a gematria of 77. Mazel indicates a flow of positive energy. It also represents astrological influence, usually indicating a relation to some destiny. The word Oz, Ayin Zion, also has a gematria of 77. Oz means strength, power, might, courage, or boldness. Oz also means goat and is a word associated with the month of Capricorn, which has as its sign the goat. This might indicate the timing of this particular promise of peace and security being fulfilled within the year 5774. it might happen in the month of Capricorn. Another word with this gematria of 77 is Gihon. Gihon is the name of the second of the four rivers that flow out of Eden. It is connected to the land of Cush. Cush, spelled Kaf Vav Shin, can be seen as having the shin of 26. 26 is the gematria of the name Hashem. Shin represents fire or passion. This would indicate that this will be connected to the passion of Hashem and will take human beings being passionate to create this opening for peace and security. This will be discussed further below. Olam, spelled Aleph Vav Lamed Mem Sofi, also has a gematria of 77. This word translates as the vestibule or the entrance hall to the temple. This is an indication this peace and security promise must be fulfilled prior to the construction or revealment of the third temple. The above discussion is extremely exciting to the children of Israel and others who anxiously await the coming of Mashiach. Let us inject a word of caution into this excitement, not to dampen the excitement, but to realize that we need to inject human passion in order for this action to manifest. There have been other previous years throughout history where the opportunity existed for these things to happen, yet they did not happen, due to the generations not being ready for it to happen. We must realize that it is up to us to be ready with our consciousness, with our prayers, with our money, and with our actions to manifest these promising thoughts into our world. Tzurufim. Tzurufim is a little-known method of analysis using letter manipulation. It takes the first letter of each word and puts them into words of two, three, or four letters. We use the vowels from the verse itself with these specific letters. Here is my suggested version of the first letter, Tzurufim. Let us take a look at these words without vowels. Vav mem lamed, lamed vav vav, taf vav yud, ayin vav yud, bet ayin, lamed kaf bet. The first word, three letters of the Tzurufim, means to uncircumcise. The second word, Lamed Vav Vav, translates as teach a hook. It is also the 19th name of God dealing with the connection to God. It also has a gematria of 42, representing the Ana B'Koach prayer, indicating creation. The third word, Taf Vav Yud, is equal to my sign, my character, my mark. Ayin Vav Yud, the next word. No specific word, yet the gematria is related to nature, Hateva, or the name of God dealing with judgment, Elohim. The next word, Bet Ayin, is related to the Shoresh, the root meaning to flow, or to gush. The last triad translates as with the entire. The gematria of these 17 letters is 744, which is 620 plus 72 plus 52. 744 has the meaning of religious name. 620 is the number of letters in the Esser Dibrot, what is corruptedly called the Ten Commandments. 72 is a very powerful number connected to Hashem at the level of Chochmah. It is also related to the 72 names of the Tzaddikim and the 72 names of God. 52 is the gematria of the name of Hashem at the level of Malchut. It is also related to the word Ben, which means son, as we know that every human being is capable of being a son of Hashem. The transliteration for this tsurufim is as follows. Vimalu tavi ovyo be'alika ba. I strongly suggest that this be used in your daily prayers as a repetitive sound with the consciousness that this should manifest during the year 5774. One meaning of the words that make up this tsurufim is, in a natural manner, the flow of Elohim will make his mark of circumcision using the 42-letter name. Since most of the time the name of the year does not utilize the hay for the millennium, we do also look for verses in the Tanakh that has the gematria of 774. Since this is the gematria of the letters Tav, Shin, Ayin, Dalet, there are three verses with this gematria in the Tanakh. Kings 2, chapter 19, verse 5. This verse is actually a duplicate of Isaiah chapter 37, verse 5. That is discussed below. We are taught that there are no additional or unnecessary letters or words in the Tanakh. So why is this verse duplicated? This is done to reinforce the message or to allow us to see that these things will happen more than once in the history of the world. Isaiah chapter 37, verse 5. The Hebrew. Vayavau avdi amelech Hezkiyahu el Yeshayahu. The translation. Servants of King Hezkiyahu came to Isaiah. A simple question that could be asked is, why doesn't it say Isaiah the prophet? There are reasons behind all of these words and letters and lack of words and letters. The name Isaiah means salvation of God, salvation of Hashem. Yud Hey Vav. The name of Hashem is not complete in the name Isaiah. The name Hezkiyahu means the strength or the courage of Hashem. Again, Yud Hey Vav. The Vav at the beginning of a verse can change the tense. Whenever the word HaMelech is used in Tanakh, it can be read as referring to Hashem the king. So even though the verse says King Hezkiyahu in English, the translation of the verse in the Hebrew is actually different. My servant's salvation will come through the strength of their connection to Hashem. Is a more realistic English translation of the meaning of this verse, Kabbalistically. This verse is giving strength and support to the meaning of the earlier verse in Samuel Bet, chapter 7, verse 10, indicating the potential for peace in the Middle East. This verse has six words, which indicate it is related to the spiritual world. The verse has 27 letters. This indicates all the 27 letters of the alphabet, which includes the five final forms. This indicates that the spiritual energy has the potential to manifest in the physical world. Tzurufim of this verse, the last letters, Vav Kaf Yud Lamed Vav Vav. I permutated the two sets of three letters to show a clearer, stronger meaning. Vav Kaf Yud translates as "and because." The 19th triad in the 72 names of God is Lamed Vav Vav. This name indicates a concept of dialing God. The meaning of these two triads becomes, and because you dialed God, because you called God. This reinforces the idea expressed in the Kabbalah that consciousness is what makes things happen, even in the physical world. We have an opportunity this year of 5,774 to bring peace in the Middle East. Yet this can happen only through the unity of people. Unity comes through appreciation of the other person's point of view. Right now, as I write this, there is dissension and lack of unity in all peoples of the world. In America, the Republican-Democratic duality. In the Palestinian state, the Fatah and Hezbollah. In Egypt, the Islamic Brotherhood was overthrown for trying to force a strict Islam onto others. In Israel, disagreement over the Haredi draft and the governance of the Kotel. All of these is indicative of a consciousness of duality that is in the world. How can we overcome this separation and create unity? When one realizes that these items of separation are keeping peace out of the Middle East, then these areas of separation is what stops the peace from manifesting. And one realizes that the goal of peace is more important than the individual goals of each group. We can create unity and overcome the separation. This will happen when we all realize that peace must be the goal of each and every person, of each and every group, of each and every individual consciousness. That is the reason that Hashem has given us this Torah and this information about this year. What will you do with this information you have just been given by reading this webpage? Will you stop trying to win your goal and accept that peace will give you the opportunity to find your goal in future years? If you allow peace to happen in this year, please consider this request and act upon it. Give peace a chance by not seeking your desires, if only for this one year. Let us see what unity creates for all of us. The third verse that has a gematria of 774 is Psalm chapter 35, verse 18. Odecha bekahal rav ba'am atzum ahalecha. The translation, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among a numerous people. My commentary. The word Odecha actually means a firebrand with the suffix kaf. The word means your firebrand. The word rav means great, much, enough, or multi. It is frequently used in the Torah to express multiple or expanding. The word atzom has the meaning of mighty, wonderful, the shutting of the eyes, enormous or numerous. The last word has an unusual aleph as a prefix. This usually indicates a connection to unity. My commentary. I do not see the word thanks in this verse at all. The translation is better served with the statement, in the assembly of your firebrands, with multiple people shutting their eyes, will unify your praises. In my opinion, this verse is also supporting the idea that the angry people of the world will support an assembly of nations to solve the issues of Iran's atomic threat. The fact that people do not try to see and other people constantly try to conceal their actual plans will start to create unity of the worlds praising the Creator. This verse has 6 words and 22 letters. This continues to support the idea of the spiritual energy of Zeron Pin that will be manifested into the physical world as expressed by the 22 Hebrew letters representing all of the possible physical energies of the universe. The next section, phrases with a gematria of 5774. There is no punctuation marks. Vowels are grammar indications in the Torah scroll. This means that the Torah can be viewed as one long string of numbers, one long string of letters. This creates various numbers that cross verse endings, verse beginnings. This is another of the tools of the Kabbalists. It is also well known that the first parasha, the weekly portion called Genesis or Bereshit in Hebrew, is considered the Keter, the crown, or the seed level to things that happened in creation. The Kabbalists tell us to look for phrases of a particular number within the parasha of Bereshit. Bereshit has eight phrases that add to this number, 5774. The first phrase is chapter 1, verse 14, from word 13 to verse 16, word 6. You notice they're not complete verses, but some of them include complete verses. I'm not going to read the... Well, yes, I will. Le'atat u'moadim v'shanim v'hayu le'morat v'rakia ha'shamayim le'heyar al ha'aretz v'ayahikein v'ya'ash Elohim et shenei ha'me'orot ha'gedulim. Signs and for seasons and for days and years, let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven, to give light upon the earth. And it was so, and God made the two great lights, the greater. The phrases doesn't make sense in the English because they're not sentences. But there's no punctuation in the Torah scroll. This set of phrases is referring to the two paths that will become more and more clear during this year. One path will lead towards choosing the Creator to be in your life, and the other path will choose science and seeing everything as the development of technology and science. Both paths actually lead to the same place, and they will be eventually integrated together. The spiritual path, and the scientific path. This coming year, the path to Hashem will become stronger. That is the meaning of the last word, the greater. Another phrase is in chapter 1, verse 18, word 1, to verse 20, word 13. I'm not going to read the Hebrew, but I'll give you the translation. And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, a fourth day. And God said, let the water swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let fowl fly above the earth in the open. My commentary about this phrase: by bringing these verses together with the Gematria 5774, we are seeing the energy of the continued growing of the moon back to the level of the sun, as prophesied by Isaiah. This is hinting at the settlement of the use of the kotel, with Orthodox prayer including a machitza, and also a section of pluralistic prayer. All aspects will be unified using the same kotel in ways that resonate with their souls. Just as there are 12 gates of prayer, one for each tribe, as taught by the Ari, Rabbi Isaac Luria. The third verse, chapter 1, verse 29, word 10, to verse 30, word 8. The translation: in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed? To you it shall be for food, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth. My commentary: during this coming year, we will find that gene-modified foods are unhealthy, as expressed in the essence of these phrases. Food that are plants, beasts, birds, are going to be related to creepy, crawling insects that are not good to eat. Of course, the opposite might be true. The food supply might be enhanced by gene modification of plants and animals and birds being modified by genes from creeping insects. Chapter 4, verse 17, word 12, to verse 18, word 16. Many of these words are an overlap from the fifth phrase as well. This indicates an important message within these words, as in Hebrew, a duplication of a word indicates emphasis. And call the name of the city after the name of his son, Hanoch. And unto Hanoch was born Irad, and Irad begot Mehujael, and Mehujael begot Methuselah, and Methuselah begot Lamech. Chapter 4, verse 17, word 17, to verse 19, word 5. The name of his son, Hanoch, and unto Hanoch was born Irad, and Irad begot Mehujael, and Mehujael begot Methushael, and Methushael begot Lamech. Vayikach lo Lamech shetei nashim. The translation: the name of the city after the name of his son, Hanoch, and unto Hanoch was born Irad, and Irad begot Mehujael, and Mehujael begot Methushael, and Methushael begot Lamech, and Lamech took unto him two wives. My commentary: this commentary is related to both number 4 and 5. The names specified in these phrases, like all names in the Torah, are code words. The name Hanoch, which is corruptedly translated as Enoch when it's put into English, has the meaning of teaching the hidden wisdom of Hashem. Irad indicates a lowering or a lessening of vision. Mehujael has the meaning of protesting God or obliterating God, chas v'shalom. Methushael has the meaning of inquiring about his death. To be poor, to be humble. During this year, people will not see miracles due to the lowering of the vision of the world. God will appear falsely to be obliterated, chas v'shalom. People will even be motivated to think that chas v'shalom, God is dead. Only the poor and the humble will be able to see the truth and follow the correct of the two paths to joy and fulfillment. These two phrases are implying that the message contained in the revelation of this essay will not be accepted by most people, and especially most leaders. Yet those who do accept its message and start to change themselves will actually see the revelation of peace in the Middle East begin during this year. The sixth phrase, chapter 4, verse 20, word 7 to verse 22, word 13. The translation, the father of such as dwell in tents and have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was a father of all such as handled the harp and the pipe. And Zillah, she also bore Tubal-Cain, the forger of every cutting instrument of brass and iron, and the sister. My commentary. There will be some tremendous changes in the industry of meat production, musical instruments, and metal development and arms production. This will apply to the industries themselves and also to their distribution procedures and industries. The seventh phrase, chapter 5, verse 14, word 5 to verse 16, word 2. The translation, were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years, and begot Jared, and Mahalalel lived. My commentary. To understand this phrase, one must relate to the numbers and the names. The name Jared has the meaning of descending, as in the spiritual will descend to the physical. This is relating to the number 910 years, which is the idea of the unity of the levels of Zeranpin and Malchut, as represented by the number 91 in its completed form. The name Mahalalel actually speaks to the idea of from praising God. That will be the method of life-saving mechanisms in the upset of the economies and the change from a war-creating world economy to an economy of farming and raising animals, as mentioned in the previous phrase. In other words, the Creator will be available to descend into the world and create peace, as mentioned in the verse from Samuel 2 that we've talked about above. The eighth phrase, chapter 6, verse 4, word 14 to verse 6, word 1. The daughters of men, and they bore children to them. The same were the mighty men that were of old, the men of renown. And Hashem saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented. Please note, the one word from verse 6 has the shoresh, the root of chen, which means comfort. It also relates to chachman nitzar, or hidden wisdom. This phrase is teaching that the world is going to change dramatically. People have always been related to the idea of selfish behavior that is no longer going to work for people. Those who have learned to share will be comforted, and those who have not learned this as of yet will have great difficulty as the world changes. There are over 1,100 additional phrases with this gematria in the Tanakh. I only felt the first parasha relating to the Keter of the Keter should be revealed by me. I am sure other people will take these additional phrases and interpret their meanings during the next few months. These meanings will have multiple meanings, both positive and negative. The next section is the permutations of the words for the name of the year. As we explained above, the standard method of writing the year uses only four letters, leaving the first letter, He, unused. And always assumed, since it represents the sixth millennium, which is over 1,000 years long. We do use both words in our permutations. Actually, the words formed from the four letters are included in the permutation of the five-letter word. With respect to all the permutated words, it is best for each person to determine for themselves how the attribute represented by each word applies to them and to their consciousness. Kabbalah teaches and works in the idea of relativity. Each attribute of Hashem is relative to each person. Each word formed from the Hebrew letters is relative to each individual. I am not going to read all the different words, but I have made some commentaries on some of the words. I suggest you read these words. I suggest you look at the commentary, but I suggest you make your own meaning because they will apply to you directly. We've run more than almost an hour and a half, and I want to bring it close to the hour and a half time. So I'm going to not read these words, as I said. But I recommend that you take the time to read what these words are teaching us. There is a conclusion section. There is a section for the letter substitutions. It's rather short because of time considerations, because I need to have this system of tsirufim and permutations automated so that you can type your name into the computer and return all of the different characteristics and attributes that are built into your name, that you can do this for every year yourself. You can do this constantly and learn what to expect so that you don't stay reactive in the selfish modes of a human being, that you begin to change yourself through this process. And so I am asking for donations, not large donations. I give you different examples. If you give a dollar, you connect to unity. If you give $1,300, you connect to unity. Maybe you need to give a dollar every week. Maybe you need to give $10 every week. Every amount is relative to everyone's circumstances. Take a look at these numbers, these dollar amounts, and realize you don't have to make them dollars. You can give 63 nickels. You can give 63 quarters. You can give 630 quarters. There are different options, depending on your circumstances. but the ability is there to make a donation. We are rapidly approaching Rosh Hashanah. Donations are very much part of tshuva, the process of returning to Hashem, of recognizing what and how to do things as you prepare for the new year. Within the children of Israel who are spread throughout the physical world, there are many differences. These differences have been manifesting throughout world history for thousands of years. What will make them stop? What will allow the energy of peace and the energy of the verses mentioned above to manifest during this coming year? Only one thing. The realization that the other person's point of view is just as right as my point of view. This will create unity with diversity. Just as the different species of each animal and plant coexist, mankind can only coexist with this attitude that I do not have to be right. Only the other guy needs to be satisfied with his lot in life and his place in the world. Let us look at some of these overwhelming differences between people in the world. Within the Jewish religion, my way of praying is the only way to pray. This has been said for thousands of years. This means your way of praying must be wrong. What arrogance. What a mistake. Hashem created both of you. Hashem created 12 tribes, each with its own gate of prayer. The 12 tribes came to the temple together and prayed together in their different ways and different manners. Why can that not happen again? Why can we not agree to put our differences aside for this year and allow the energy of the verses discussed above and the energy of the year, 5774, to manifest? These differences have existed for thousands of years. Would a year without arguments and disagreements be so terrible? Maybe letting go of being right will leave us open to think that unity with diversity is better than no unity at all. This next year can be an amazing, exciting time in world history. This will happen only if people will give up their need to be right and choose to create unity with diversity. This is what Torah teaches. This is what Hashem has told us to do. In the words of Torah, Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself. That means make sure your neighbor knows that what he wants, you want for him. Have a wonderful year, L'shana Tova. Happy New Year means let the other guy's desire precede yours. There is enough resources to go around in this world, enough food, enough shelters. All we have to do is stop trying to be right. Remember, to change the world, you first must change yourself. And that starts with the tool of the Hebrew letter repetitive sounds as taught by the Kabbalists. Does anybody have any questions? I'm going to change the controls so that you... Are there any questions? Just speak out. I should be able to hear you.
I'm wondering about the verse that mentions circumcision. Could that also mean circumcision of the tongue that
we
mentioned in the Sefer Yetzirah class? Yetzirah
class. Yes. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why there are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. There's a reason why a human being has 10 fingers, 10 toes, a tongue, and a sexual organ. Those are the 22 appendages of the human body, of the human soul. All of the creation, what is above is created below. It's all the microcosm and the macrocosm are together. They're unified. It's only human beings that refuse to accept this. And we need to start to realize that Hashem created 7 billion people, and no one of them is the same. Hashem wants 7 billion people to be happy. He wants 7 billion people to do what is right for them. And I cannot do what is right for someone else by making him be me. That's the lesson and the message that we need to take away from this class and spread throughout the world. It's not love your neighbor as yourself. It's make sure that what your neighbor wants, he knows you want for him. This is a change from the way human beings behaved in the past. And this change will allow world peace to manifest in the Middle East. You are very correct. The circumcision applies to speech as well as to the sexual orientations. And just to clarify, those people who read anti-gay into the Bible are reading it literally rather than the way the Zohar tells us to read it. Are there any other questions?
Do you remember where that is in the Zohar? I don't remember us studying it in this last year anyway. It probably would be where those verses. Mm-hmm.
It's okay. In the section of Kiddushim. So okay. You can look it up there. That's where the verses are discussed. Those verses, right. I don't want to get into it because we'll lose the message of this revelation, of this next year. We need to stay focused. We need to change ourselves. Let's not create diversity or divisiveness. Let's create unity. But unity with the appreciation of the diversity. Thank God Hashem created 7 billion human beings. And thank God that Hashem provides for all 7 billion human beings. Yes, there are people starving in the world, but there are resources to feed them. It's only when human beings step in the middle of that process and try and force people to do what they want them to do that people go hungry. Are there any other questions? Have a beautiful Tu B'Av. Have a beautiful, beautiful time. It's a wonderful holiday. And I use the energy of unity that is represented by Tu B'Av to reveal this message of peace in the Middle East. Potential. Now it's up to you to make it actual. And that's utilizing the tools of the Hebrew letters, the tsurufim, the permutations, the anabakoach, the zohar, the binding by striking tool. All of these tools is how you change yourself. And it's up to you to change yourself so that peace can manifest. Please join us in doing this.
Hag Sameach.
Hag Sameach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.